This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Happy to have you here with us.
I'm an Irish woman. That means I cry too much.
You are listening to Eddie from Ohio. The band is, as we speak, on a cruise ship, and its next stop is Sitka, and then the ship heads to Juneau, where the band will disembark for a performance this Thursday afternoon at 4. They'll be giving a concert at Tracy's Crab Shack, number 2, next to the Coast Guard. Well, Eddie from Ohio has 4 core members, including an Eddie Hartness, who is on drums and percussion. By the way, he is not from Ohio, but we will explain that in a moment. There's also Julie Murphy Wells, a lead vocalist, Mike Clem on bass, and Robbie Schaefer, vocals and guitar. And I had a chance to chat with Robbie this morning as the cruise ship was headed to Sitka. The name Eddie from Ohio is curious because you guys aren't from Ohio.
This is true. Yes. there is an Eddie in the band. He's the drummer and percussionist. And the 3 guys in the band actually all went to college together at James Madison University in Virginia. And that's where I met Eddie. He had a girlfriend for about 3 weeks during college. Well, I think he had other girlfriends too. I don't mean to say that like 3 weeks was the extent of his love life in college, but this one girl he dated for 3 weeks gave him this nickname, Eddie from Ohio, I think based on some obscure band that she was following at the time. And anyway, she just called him Eddie from Ohio, and it kind of stuck as his nickname. When the band formed, which is after we were all out of school, honestly, we didn't expect that this was going to lead to a 31-year career, which is what we're at now. And we were just playing some bars around the Washington, D.C. area, which is where most of us are originally from. And we had to come up with a name. And we said, well, we'll call it Eddie from Ohio for now, and then we'll see what happens. And so it stuck.
My goodness. So you are Eddie from Ohio, but really from Virginia.
But really from Virginia.
But exactly. Eddie is in the band.
But there is an Eddie in the band, and I think his mom is originally from Ohio, possibly as well. I don't know. There's all sorts of rumors out there. But yeah, anyway, we're all from Virginia.
So 3 decades of playing together, but you have a wonderful female vocalist. Tell us about her.
Yeah, Julie Wells. Julie is actually somebody I met. We went to neighboring high schools, and somebody had introduced us just because we were both singers and we were in choirs and these kinds of things. So I'd known her all those years. After college, when sort of the band started to get together, there was just this idea that really the whole band started because I was playing at just some little bar one night on my own, and Mike Clem, who's our bass player, and Julie walked in, and there were 4 people in the place. I think it was like a Monday night. There was me, the bartender, and the 2 of them. And I started playing Amy by Pure Prairie League. And so they started chiming in on 3-part harmony. And we kind of just went, hey, let's get together and maybe work up some covers and, you know, just kind of screw around a little bit musically. And anyway, that was kind of the beginning of the band. And so I had known Julie, like I said, from high school. So that's how we started.
My goodness. So you folks have played together as a group for a long time. Do you think unusual for bands to be together so long, especially kind of local bands?
I think, you know, we made some very deliberate decisions earlier on in our career and as we went along the way, which is while we were very serious about what we were doing and ambitious about growing the band, and out of the 31 years we've been together, you know, I don't know, a little over half of that was spent as a full-time touring and recording band. We made 9 albums and we toured all over the U.S. and Canada constantly, actually, because that's how we built our following, was in a very grassroots style. But we never put that in front of our personal lives and our friendships. And I think that's probably why we stuck together for so long, that, you know, even when there were difficult moments interpersonally or artistically, we all respected each other as human beings. And, you know, as we grew up and had families and all these kinds of things. So I don't know. I've always thought that it was possible that we may have risen to greater artistic heights or something if we'd put that first. But I don't know that we would still be together.
And that is really unusual because people grow apart because they change over life. Other things, spouses, other factors become more important, other careers. So that is really unusual that you've all been together. But, you know, I want to go back to some of the vocals in your group, and I'd like to play one of the pieces, and most of your pieces are all originals, and this one just really showcases the harmonies. This is called Little Man. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Oh, sure. So the primary songwriters in the band are myself and Mike Clem, our bass player, but Julie, our singer, has written a couple of songs over the years, a cappella songs, and Julie and I really both come from a very vocal background. We loved, like, as I mentioned before, you know, singing in choirs in high school and college, and not just choral music, but very sort of vocally oriented. And so she actually wrote this song, Hey Little Man, about her first son, who is now, I think, 23 years old, but at the time he was just a little guy. And she wrote this a cappella piece for him.
All right. Well, let's listen.
Hey, little man,
little man,
hey, little man,
hey, little man, what you gonna dream about tonight? Hey, little man, hey, little man, what you gonna dream about? What you gonna dream? What you gonna dream about tonight? Oh, yeah.
You're gonna dream about the one who came upon two roads diverged in a yellow wood. He couldn't travel both, so he had to make a choice. And he chose a one last travel by. Hey, little man,
little man,
hey, little man,
hey, little man, what you gonna dream about tonight? Hey, little man, hey, little man, what you gonna dream about? What you gonna dream? What you gonna dream about tonight?
So how would you describe your band musically? Because this definitely, this last piece sort of feels like traditional, almost gospel. You've got just such a variety of sounds. So how do you promote yourself? What do you say to people that helps them understand what kind of a band you are?
Yeah, you know, I think that's been a blessing and a curse for our entire career, is that we're not easily pigeonholed into something. And that's a wonderful thing as an artist, but it also can be a challenge for all sorts of things, for radio, for record companies, for that kind of a thing, to really promote that. You know, we come from such varied backgrounds musically. Mike very much comes from a rock and roll background, listening to a lot of Beatles and Creedence Clearwater Revival and Chuck Berry and that kind of stuff when he was a kid. I'm the resident folky. I grew up on a steady diet of Paul Simon and James Taylor and John Denver and Jim Croce and that kind of stuff. And then Julie is very much more of she grew up on a lot of show tunes, Broadway kind of stuff. So that's kind of where her sensibilities go. And Eddie, our drummer, also kind of a rock and roll guy. He listened to a lot of stuff like Rush when he was younger. So we try to combine all of that. And then all of us throughout the years developed a real affinity for, I think, sort of, for lack of a better term, Americana music, which is sort of this mixture of folk and bluegrass and maybe a little twinge of country in there, I guess.
And that's kind of, I think, a genre of music that's very popular in Juneau, with the Alaska Folk Festival being one of the biggest musical events in the state every year. And I want to play this next cut. This is a Mike Clem piece, The Three Fine Daughters. Would this be an example of Americana?
I think it would. You know, it's Americana in style, but like any good folk song, it tells a story, right? And so there's a narrative to it, which is kind of neat. This was actually one of the earliest songs the band wrote, and it's still one of the most popular songs we do when we play live.
What is the story behind Three Fine Daughters?
Sure. There's actually basically what I think Mike did, and I don't want to put too many words in his mouth here, but he's not here. I can say whatever I want. there is where we live, just outside of Washington, D.C., there's the Potomac River and this little area called Three Sisters Island. And there are local legends associated with Three Sisters Island. And so Mike basically took a little bit of truth and expanded upon it, kind of made his own story out of it.
All right, well, let's listen.
Breaking hearts in Halifax County, three fine daughters of Farmer Brown. Turning heads of the boys in the schoolyard, catching whistles from the men downtown. No one knows what they went a rubbing. Three fine daughters of Farmer Brown. They didn't know that the rocks on the river be the three sisters out of where they'd all drown.
Of all. She would take her daddy's King James Bible, go study scripture at the Brethren Hall. Men would avoid her and she would condemn her for cussing and drinking and chasing the brides. She'd say repent and join God forever. The pleasure of sin's not as good as it sounds. Upon an abandoned rowboat, made a sense of adventure and pushed the three young girls to set the ship afloat. They didn't know the strength of the river, the merciless current that pulled them down. Maybe it was due to the weight of the denim, but the three girls' bodies were never found.
Some may recall the singing of the sirens, flirting the sailors to wreck and drown. Some say they still hear the fighting and the flirting and the preaching of the daughters of Farmer Brown. Breaking hearts in Halifax County, the three fine daughters of Farmer Brown. Turning heads of the boys in the schoolyard, catching whistles from the men downtown. No one knows what they went a-rubbing, the three fine daughters of Farmer Brown. They didn't know that the rocks on the river be the three sisters out and where they'd all drown.
So what would you say is probably the best known song of the band?
The best known song of the band has to be Old Dominion, which is also something that Mike wrote, also very much in a Americana sort of the way it's recorded, especially in the studio, very much in a bluegrass vein. We had some bluegrass royalty, you know, join us on that song, Bella Fleck, Sam Bush and Jerry Douglas. All those guys were part of that recording. Old Dominion it's written about Virginia, where we're from. And actually, at one point, it was being considered as the new state song in Virginia. And then I think all the legislation just stalled and they never named a new state song at all. But we kind of can't get through a show anywhere in the country without playing that one.
Before we listen to this, tell us a little bit about the instrumentation of that. What's Bella Fleck doing in this piece that we should have our ears attuned to?
Well, sure. Bella Fleck, really one of the preeminent banjo players in the country, in the world, probably, in lots of ways, sort of reinvented the banjo with a combination of bluegrass and jazz and even pop. He's a phenomenal artist. Anyway, so you'll hear the banjo in here, but it may not be sort of your traditional claw-hammered banjo that you might be used to listening to. And right as the song really kicks in, there's sort of a vocal part right at the beginning, but then you'll hear a lead in by the banjo that, I don't know, every time I hear it, it makes my head spin a little bit.
All right, well, let's give it a listen.
You think you'll find some mountains in western Colorado. 50 weeks of snowy peaks is where you're gonna be. But babe, the Rocky Mountains are gradually eroding. The hills of Coors are nothing more than Blue Ridge wannabes. A turkey on its belly, a chicken on its back. Any way you look at it, you'll find her on the map. She revels in the seasons, shakes hands with the north, hugs the land of Dixie while dancing on the porch. You think that autumn's in New England are the greatest of them all, but give me sweet Virginia for the fireworks fall. The prettiest October in all the 50 states. Just drive up to the skyline, park the car and wait. So grow up, Colorado. She's the best of 13 sisters and 37 more. Sweet, sweet Virginia always keeps an open door. They're fiddling down in Galax, picking up in Floyd, and in the land of Patsy Cline, their songs you can't avoid. When you're walking after midnight, I fall to pieces too. I'm crazy back in baby's arms with sweet dreams of you.
In case you've just joined us, you've been listening to Eddie from Ohio. But Eddie from Ohio is actually from Virginia. And we're also talking with Robbie Schaefer, one of the members of the band. So we're going to take a short break here, but listen to one of Robbie's songs that he's written, When the Rain Crashed Down. And we'll talk about it when we come back.
Nine lives, we had them once, we used them up too fast. We will always be together. 9 miles to Cooperstown, famous words come last. I will love you forever. And the rain crashed down on the roof, punishing our transgressions. Waiting on a confession. And the rain crashed down on the roof. Said, didn't you see it coming? When you hit the ground running. Ten times if you told me once, you better watch your mouth. Some things are better left unspoken. 10 signs to be avoided, we got singled out. And only the silence was unbroken. And the rain crashed down on the roof, punishing our transgressions, waiting on a confession. And the rain crashed down on the roof. See it coming when you hit the ground running.
Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. We are visiting with Robbie Schaefer, who's a member of Eddie from Ohio, a band that's coming to Juneau to perform this Thursday at Tracy's Crab Shack. And I'll have details on that later in our program. But you just heard one of Robbie Schaefer's compositions, When the Rain Crashed Down. So tell us a little bit about how you wrote that song. I mean, it seems like an appropriate one for Juno. Hopefully we don't have any rain when you come in, but it seems to be more than just about rain.
That it is. It's definitely more than just about rain. Although I will say one of our most memorable times ever performing that song was a festival. I want to say it was in Rochester, New York, at an outdoor festival. It was the second song that we played, and literally the skies opened up right as we played it. That was the second and the last song we played that day. everything just got completely rained out. So hopefully we won't give that a repeat performance in Juneau. But no, that song actually really grew out of when I got divorced. I got divorced it's been a long time ago now. It's been, 17 years or something ago. Yeah, it was really about sort of the rubble left over after something, you know, as intimate and as consequential as a marriage ends. Yeah, just sort of looking back at what that was. So, and I know it's a funny song in the sense that the way we recorded it and the way we perform it is it's a very big sounding song. It's a kind of a rockin' song, which doesn't necessarily, you know, lend itself to nostalgia or sadness or wistfulness.
So basically, it's one of those, let's get this relationship out of my system so I can move on kind of song. Is that it?
Yeah. See, you just put it way better than I did. Yeah, that's and more succinctly.
Well, it seems like there's a genre for that, right? Lots of people write those songs. I'm thinking about a cover that you did, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play a little bit of that because I think, you know, we've played mostly originals from your group, but you do covers. So what's the story behind you deciding to perform and record that song?
I don't know that there is much of a story. You know, we started as a cover band because we never really intended to make a career out of doing this. And we were just playing bars on weekends and stuff like that and doing all covers. And within about a year, we started to write songs. And then that seemed to really catch on in the Washington, D.C. area. And then it took on a life of its own as the years went on. So, and obviously, here we are. So there are a few covers from those early years that we've consistently still performed over the years, just here and there. And this is one of them, which is funny because I'm actually, and I hesitate to say this out loud because not everybody likes me after I say this, but I'm not a huge Bob Dylan fan. But, and I, maybe I'm the only one. I don't dislike Bob Dylan. I just don't gravitate necessarily to that stuff.
What is it about this song, Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, that lots of people are drawn to? It's been done by many performers.
That's true. It has. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think there is something kind of like what you said before about "And the Rain Crashed Down." There's getting something out of your system here that he's doing. And it's sort of either right at that point where a relationship is ending or a relationship should be ending, perhaps, and trying to make sense of that. Being human enables you to relate to that, right? We've all been in those situations, whether it's a romantic relationship or a friendship or anything. We need to make sense of these things, and it's not always easy to make sense of those emotions in the moment.
All right, so Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Sit and wonder why, babe. And it don't matter anyhow. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone.
that's Robbie Schaefer's version of Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice. Robbie Schaefer and his band, Eddie from Ohio, are on a cruise ship headed towards Sitka, and they will be in Juneau on Thursday to perform a concert at Tracy's Crab Shack number 2 near the Coast Guard. That's on Thursday at 4 o'clock. But first of all, we're going to find out from Robbie what life is like aboard a cruise ship.
It's pretty wild. I mean, and to be clear, you know, we're not like performing on the cruise ship for the cruise ship. It's not, we're not part of the cruise entertainment. What this is basically it's a full on cruise ship with whatever, a couple thousand people on it or something. But basically what we've done is create a fan cruise. And so fans have come from all over the country, and there's probably about, it's between 200 and 250. Of us and our group here. And we do a series of concerts and a Q&A session. And it's really fun. It's a chance to sort of really hang out and be intimate with our fans and get to know them a little bit. They get to know us a little bit better than they might if we were just kind of coming through their city for one night and doing a show. You know, we get to eat dinner together. We get to do all those things. So it's fun. We're doing, I think, 3 shows while we're on board over the course of this week-long cruise. And then, of course, the one show in Juneau, which we're doing on Thursday. So, which is not just for the cruise ship fans, but also, of course, open to everybody in Juneau.
So that's very interesting. Put together a cruise and bring your fans together so they can combine music and a vacation. Is this the first time you've done that?
First time to Alaska. I think this is maybe the 5th one we've done. Back when we were touring all the time, full time, which has not been the case for the last 15 years or so, but we did several fan cruises, but mostly like to the Caribbean, to Mexico. So very different. And they were shorter. You know, they were leaving from Florida, you know, the East Coast, and they'd be maybe like 4 days or something. Whereas this is, of course, about a week long cruise. So, but this is the first one we've done in about a decade.
Just in closing here, I understand that this could be one of your last tours, at least for a long time.
Yeah, you're correct. And we didn't necessarily plan the cruise to be sort of this farewell thing. This cruise, like so many events, was postponed by a year because of COVID. It was supposed to have been a year ago. And, you know, the last bunch of years we've been playing and touring a little bit, but really probably a dozen, maybe 15 shows a year, not a lot of shows. And the reason is that over the years, since we stopped touring full time, we've each gone into other projects or phases of our lives. And as those have grown, you know, they've just taken over way more of our time and our energy and our focus individually. So yeah, we just kind of felt like it's time to let this rest. And there's no reason for us to say, oh, this is a farewell concert and we're never going to play together again, because we still love each other. And there's not some big blow up or artistic difference that would say that we'll never do this again. But yeah, we're going to stop touring indefinitely after this, and we'll see what comes next after that.
All right. Well, going out, I'm going to let you pick the song. I'm going to play one more.
Oh, man.
And because you have a long list of songs, and it's hard for me to decide. So what do you think would be appropriate to close this segment out with?
All right. How about, you know, there's a song that I wrote a bunch of years ago called Number 6 Driver. It started just through the experience of being out on the road all the time and sort of having this ache for home. But in true folky fashion, I think I I like to introduce it. I say, you know, if it were a country song, it would be a song about driving, which it is. But since I'm a folky at heart, it's really a song about the dark night of the soul. So
the dark night of the soul sounds ominous.
Well, you know, that's what we do as folkies. So yeah, Number 6 Driver. Let's do that one.
All right, let's do that one. And thank you so much, Robbie Schaefer, who is one of the members of Eddie from Ohio, a group that's performing in Juneau on Thursday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rhonda. I really enjoyed it.
I have too. Number Six Driver. Here we go.
Bad news alone on the highway is each question just